I want to continue today our discussion of the bracha v'ashe yatzar, which is said after a person has relieved themselves. And there are, of course, certain circumstances where a person doesn't relieve themselves in the normal fashion, and therefore the question of whether or not one should say the bracha v'ashe yatzar comes up. The first is a question of incontinence. A person who isn't aware that they are relieving themselves, and sometimes they are continually or frequently relieving themselves. When they are aware that they have done so, do they say the bracha v'ashe yatzar? This is a question that was posed to Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he addresses it in Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, Simon Bet, where the suggestion is made that perhaps this is a min klala, perhaps this is a bad thing that is happening to the person, and therefore it's not appropriate to say a bracha. But he actually opines that the bracha is said on the fact that a person's body was created in such a way that it removes the waste material and that can be expelled from the body. And therefore, even though this person is having a personally negative experience, nevertheless, the overall effect is a good effect, and therefore it's appropriate to say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Another somewhat related question is the question of a person who's using a catheter. Do they say a bracha on being relieved of excess urine in their system? And this is addressed by quite a number of poskim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Hartzvi, the first Chelek Simon Vav, he says, yes, again using a similar logic to Rav Shlomo Kluger, that the bracha is being said on the ability to pass urine and to expel it from the body, and ultimately that's what's being done in this case. It is being expelled from the body, and therefore a bracha needs to be recited. Now, there's still some questions with regard to the catheter, because there are different ways that the catheter can be used. Sometimes it's inserted just for the moment to be able to expel urine, or sometimes it's there long term and a valve is opened periodically to release the urine, and sometimes there's a continual dripping of the urine. So in the first two cases, where it's inserted just for the purpose, immediate purpose of expelling urine, or that a valve is opened, then the poskim say that every time it's used, then the bracha v'ashe yatzar should be said. If it's a continuous drip, so then the Sefer Nishmat Avraham quotes in the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the bracha should be said once daily. The Tzitz Eliezer also addresses this range of questions, and he points out that sometimes mechanism for removing urine from the body can even bypass the usual waterworks, as it were, and not go through the regular organ. And nevertheless, a bracha should still be said at least once a day on removing the urine, because the bracha is really being said on the ability to filter out the excess from the body, and that's what's being achieved in this case. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Zayin says that there's no shear, no quantity, minimum quantity for passing water to be able to say the bracha, or to need to say the bracha of Ashe Yatzar. Even if it's just on one drop, one should still say the bracha. Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak Chelet Vav Siman Lamed Chet addresses the question of a person who passes urine only in order to be able to give a medical sample, and he says, even though this is just for medical purposes rather than the person actually needing to relieve themselves, nevertheless, they should still say the bracha of Asher Yatzar in this circumstance. Adkan.